Next door to Pakistan, the war in Afghanistan grinds on. The U.S. is trying to jumpstart negotiations with the Taliban in an effort to start winding down the conflict. Pakistan could help, given its reported links with the Taliban. That's what U.S. Special Envoy Mark Grossman wanted to discuss with officials in Islamabad. It's his job to bring all the factions to the table. But as we noted earlier, Pakistan refused Grossman's visit today. Still, the effort continues. The American ambassador in Kabul, Ryan Crocker, says if the talks happen, Afghan officials will have to be at the forefront.
Any process we're going to be involved in has to be one that is Afghan-led and aims at a reconciliation between the Afghan Taliban and the Afghan government.
Right. I keep hearing American officials say that Afghans have to lead this process in any negotiations with the Taliban. What is the evidence that Afghans are pushing on that front?
Well, they are very engaged, doing a lot of work, have a clear vision of where they want to see this go. So they are ready to lead. There's no question in my mind. Mark Grossman will be visiting here. We'll be meeting with President Karzai and members of his team, basically to learn from him and them how they want to proceed with respect to any useful role we might play. This is their initiative. They'll make the decisions. They'll decide how they run it, and they'll decide who they want in the room.
Now, Pakistan has actually said today that because of consternation over drone strikes, that that visit with Mark Grossman is going to have to be delayed. Does that concern you?
Well, clearly, we've gone through a rough patch with Pakistan over the last couple of months, and they've got a whole range of internal problems of their own. I think these are nonetheless very important relationships between us and Pakistan, between us and Afghanistan, and between Afghanistan and Pakistan. So clearly there are problems. I think equally clearly the interests of all three countries are of such significance that we've got to find a way to talk about them.
Could negotiations with the Taliban happen without Pakistan?
Well, we'll just have to see how it unfolds. Clearly, Pakistan is in a position to make the process easier or to make it more difficult, but I don't think they can completely block it.
I mean, the Pakistani military has been so closely tied to the Taliban and insurgents, it's hard to imagine them letting the Taliban negotiate with complete independence.
The Taliban, of course, are our adversary, as they are the adversary of the Afghan government, but they are also Afghans. And, after 10 years in the wilderness, I would expect that more than a few of them would like to try something different and see if they can come to terms.
What have you seen on the ground lately that's given you the most encouragement that things may be headed in the right direction in Afghanistan?
Well, I think there are a lot of encouraging signs. One of them, a lot of people would consider a negative, horrendous traffic in Kabul. They may exceed Cairo for world record traffic jams. The level of violence in Kabul is very, very low. When you're out and about, it's a normal city. Stores are open. People are on the streets. You know, there are art galleries. One feels very comfortable driving around, again, as long as you can fight your way through the traffic.
Do you think Kabul would still have that vibrant quality if the U.S. were to pull out today?
Well, bear in mind, the city of Kabul transitioned to Afghan security control in the summer. It's Afghan security forces exclusively that are keeping the peace in the city and doing so effectively. When there have been incidents, it has been those same Afghan forces that have resolved them. You know, Kabul is already totally in Afghan hands for security purposes.
Ambassador Crocker, explain something to me and my listeners. I mean, wasn't the goal in Afghanistan to keep it from becoming a safe haven for al-Qaeda and its allies, and that would be the Taliban for one, and keeping the Taliban from ever returning to power? And by negotiating with the enemy, isn't the U.S. admitting that the goal can't be met?
Actually, I would see it in completely contrary terms, Marco. Insurgencies normally end through some kind of political settlement. The terms that the Afghan government has set for reconciliation, which we fully support, set the bar quite high. There has to be a complete break by the Taliban with al-Qaeda, a complete renunciation and cessation of violence, and respect by the Taliban for the Afghan constitution, including its protections for women and minorities. So this is hardly conceding the field to the enemy. It's going to require an adversary to make some pretty tough choices as to whether they want to be part of the new Afghan society on Afghan government terms or not.
Ryan Crocker, the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, speaking with us from Kabul. Thank you very much indeed, Ambassador.
Thank you.